Rukmini Dwadashi Meditations In Hari Bhakti Vilas from Vishnu Rahasya, there is a conversation between Markandeya Rishi and Maharaj Indradyumna stating that any person who worships the dear Lord of Rukmini Devi with flowers according to the season, all his desires will be fulfilled in this world and in the next, that is, the spiritual world. Sri Rukmini Dwadashi is observed as the appearance day of Rukmini, the consort of Lord Krishna. Rukmini Dwadashi is observed on the 12th day of the Shukla Paksha of Vaishak month, that is, April and May. It is believed that those who offer worship, prayers and pujas with flowers will have their wishes fulfilled. Prayers dedicated to Rukmini Devi are held on this day. Rukmini Devi is considered as the incarnation of Goddess Lakshmi. The celebrated kidnapping. The love story of Rukmini Devi and Lord Krishna and their elopement is one of the most famous stories associated with Lord Krishna's glory. The whole incident is vividly described in the 52nd chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vidarbha King Bhishmaka's daughter Rukmini decides to marry Krishna at all costs. But her brother Rukmi, who bears open enmity to Krishna, wishes to marry her to Shishupal. Unhappy, Rukmini devises a plan to overcome this fix. She writes a letter to Lord Krishna, extolling his qualities, and expresses her desire to marry him alone. Possible, that was the first love letter in the history of the world. Rukmini wants to escape from the impending marriage with Shishupal and somehow marry Krishna. She wishes that the Lord should take hold of her in a valiant manner. She chalks out a perfect plan for Krishna's kidnapping act. The day before the marriage, he should arrive in Vidarbha and defeat the armies of Shishupal and Jarasandh. He should come in secret to her place and without killing any of her relatives, carry her away skillfully when she is engaged in Durga Puja. She has been observing austerities so that she can become his wife. If he fails to rescue her, she would give up her life. Rukmini sends the letter with an elderly brahmana named Sudev to deliver this message to Krishna, who was in Dwarka. The Brahmin reaches Dwarka and enters Krishna's palace. Krishna receives the Brahmin with full honors. Lord Krishna washes and massages the feet of the brahmana. The brahmana hands over the letter to Lord Krishna. After reading this letter, Krishna at once leaves for Vidarbha along with his brother Balaram. Meanwhile, in the temple of Mother Parvati, Rukmini's restless eyes look around everywhere. Suddenly, she sees a chariot driving towards her. The person seated in it is the most handsome among men. Golden-colored garments decorate the radiating blue body. The blue complexion reminds her of the monsoon clouds. The lotus eyes, reddish-pink lips, and a charming smile. She knows that he can be none other than Lord Krishna. The chariot halts near her. Krishna extends his right hand towards her. In one swift action, he picks her up and places her in his chariot and drives off. The guards and the servant maids standing nearby are too stunned for words. Before they realize what is happening, Krishna's chariot is miles away down the dusty road. Significance and essence of this pastime. Rukmini's letter reveals her boundless devotion and love towards the Lord. Krishna is described as the very embodiment of beauty, and his very presence has become beneficial to the entire universe. Rukmini has not seen Krishna. She has only heard of his greatness, his pleasing personality, prowess, excellent qualities and graces, and has fixed her mind upon Krishna. Krishna too wishes to marry her. In the matter of developing love and devotion to the Lord, hearing about his greatness has a telling effect in one's outlook in general. When what is heard enters the mind and intellect, it influences the thought, action, and speech accordingly. When people hear about the Lord and his infinite mercy, they get the courage and confidence to face the sorrows and predicaments of life. Rukmini's message to the Lord is symbolic of the soul's longing for God. This longing is manifested only when the truth of the Lord is explicitly etched in one's consciousness. Shri Rukmini Devi ki jai.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.